from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is now in a drought warning. Governor Murphy says the state currently is in a record-breaking dry spell.
Every one of us needs to do whatever we can to conserve water. To that point, and it goes without saying, this is not the time to be lighting outdoor fires either.
The warning is one step below a water emergency and mandatory restrictions. The state has seen very little rain this fall, and drier than normal conditions are in the forecast. Fire officials are still trying to get a handle on a huge wildfire burning on the border of the New York-New Jersey border. Chris Franick with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the Jennings Creek wildfire in Passaic and Orange counties is 30% contained and has burned about 5,000 acres between the two states.
We are in a place where we are actively engaging the fire, and right now all our tactics seem to be holding the line.
Helicopters have been dumping water on the fire in Sterling Forest, and firefighters have come from out of area to help. Media reports say two New Jersey members of Congress, Josh Gottheimer and Mikey Sherrill, will soon announce their campaigns for governor. The New Jersey Globe reports Gottheimer plans to announce his plans this Friday in South Hackensack. Sherrill is expected to announce her campaign on Monday. They will become the fifth and sixth Democrats to join the race to succeed Phil Murphy. The two are coming off successful bids for re-election. And in national news, President Biden and President-elect Trump have concluded their meeting at the White House. The two met in the Oval Office today for about 2 hours. Both spoke on a peaceful transition of power and shook hands. Biden said he'll make sure Trump gets what he needs. Trump said politics is tough, but it will be a peaceful transition. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. SEFTA has avoided a strike by transit workers, but now comes word of a massive fare hike. If you take the SEFTA trains into PA, you will help foot the bill for a $240 million budget deficit. Fares will go up 21% come 2025. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 47 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Avenue Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. Is sunshine back tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow, our next storm system cruises by. It's a familiar story, though. The storm track and our dry atmosphere will not be conducive to substantial beneficial rain. Lots of clouds, maybe a few raindrops, and that's it. Some clouds will roll in tonight. It'll be cold, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, we're back to around 50, a cloudy, cool day with a chance of a late-day sprinkle or shower. That's it. Friday, we flip back to sunshine, and temperatures start to warm a little bit. Highs in the mid-50s, holding around 60 this weekend. Fairly mild. Saturday looks sunny and breezy. Sunday turns mostly cloudy, with showers possible late Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Berkeley Heights, 49. Manalapan, 48. Salem is also 48 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve? Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com. That's fight, the number four, yourrights.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.